By Amber Atherton, early stage investor, partner at Patron. For decades, science fiction has imagined the future of robotics as a single humanoid capable of doing everything around the home. Silicon Valley has largely adopted the same vision. Every few months brings another humanoid demo, followed by predictions that one general-purpose machine will absorb countless tasks. That bet may pay off on the factory floor, but it won't in the home. Consumer markets evolve through specialization rather than generalization, especially when it comes to the home. We don't buy one appliance that cooks, makes coffee, and does the laundry. We buy products designed to do one job exceptionally well, like clean floors, which is why the Roomba has been one of the most successful consumer robots of the past two decades. The home of 2036 won't be defined by one humanoid standing quietly in the corner waiting for instructions. It will feel much closer to Beauty and the Beast, a collection of beautifully designed objects, each quietly taking ownership of one small ritual in everyday life. In the next few years, we'll see dozens of embodied AI products, each owning a high-frequency ritual. But ask tomorrow's homeowner whether they own any robots and they'd probably say no, despite living with a wardrobe robot, a makeup robot, a gardening robot, and a cleaning robot. Nobody today says they own six computers, either. They say they own a phone, a laptop, a television, and a watch. The computer disappeared into the product and robots will do the same. Robotics won't arrive all at once. It will come one enchanted object at a time. Consumers don't think in chores, they think in rituals. One reason I think robotics is being framed incorrectly is that the conversation is centered on chores. Consumers don't want a laundry robot. They want clothes ready to wear. They don't want a beauty robot. They want to leave the house feeling flawless. They don't want a gardening robot. They want healthy plants. The opportunity isn't to automate labor, it's to own high-frequency rituals. From skincare to laundry, pet care to gardening, every one of these rituals contains dozens of repetitive physical actions that are structured enough for robotics to automate, but valuable enough that consumers will happily pay for convenience. The winners won't necessarily be the companies building the most capable robots. They'll be the companies that become synonymous with a ritual. Design will matter more than robotics. This is where consumer investors have an edge over deep tech investors. The technical challenge is only half the equation. The companies that define this category won't win because they have marginally better robotic manipulation. They'll win because they build tasteful products that people want sitting on their kitchen counter or bathroom shelf for 10 years. The history of consumer hardware consistently rewards companies that combine engineering with taste. Dyson didn't simply build better vacuums. Apple didn't simply build better computers. They built machines people were proud to leave out in the open. Consumers invite products into their homes based on aesthetics, trust, and emotional connection. The same will be true for robotics. These products will look less like industrial machines and more like furniture, appliances, and objects of interior design. Some may even become companions. Imagine what happens when those products develop memory, personality, and context. Why now? Three curves crossing. The ingredients for consumer robotics have existed for years, but until recently they didn't work well enough, or cheaply enough, to leave the lab. What's changed isn't one breakthrough, it's three things converging. Foundation models are giving robots the ability to perceive, reason, and increasingly manipulate the physical world instead of following rigid, pre-programmed instructions. General dexterity is still years away, which is exactly the point. A robot that only ever handles shirts or only ever waters plants is solvable now. At the same time, decades of investment in electric vehicles, drones, and smartphones have brought down the cost of motors, sensors, batteries, and compute. Finally, consumers are more willing than ever to invite intelligent hardware into their homes. Products like Aura and 8Sleep have normalized paying a premium for hardware that meaningfully improves a daily ritual. For the first time, the technology, economics, and consumer behavior are all aligned. The question is no longer whether consumer robotics will happen, but which ritual gets automated next. The robotics companies of the next decade may not look like robotics companies at all. They'll look like the next generation of household brands. Each will own a single ritual, building deep expertise around one repetitive physical workflow and quietly replacing minutes of effort with invisible automation. The opportunity isn't to build the most capable robot. It's to become synonymous with a daily ritual. The founders I'm most excited about already know which one they're building for and understand that in the home, design, trust, and emotion matter just as much as technical capability. The most successful consumer robots won't be the ones that feel the most robotic. They'll be the ones that disappear into everyday life, quietly becoming as familiar as the enchanted objects in Beauty and the Beast. Beautiful, helpful companions that make the ordinary feel just a little more magical. Main image Currist of UL Solutions. About the author. Amber Atherton is an early-stage investor and partner at Patron, a venture capital firm focused on consumer technology. Previously, she founded community software company Zyper, which went through Y Combinator and was acquired by Discord in 2021, where she subsequently worked on community growth. Atherton is also the author of The Rise of Virtual Communities and was named to the Forbes 30 Under 30 Europe list in 2016.